This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We like to check in now and again with critic Blake Gopnik about the intersections between art and the marketplace. And something shiny has caught his attention on display in New York. Good morning, Blake.
Good morning, David.
So New York's Metropolitan Museum has this exhibit now of fancy jewelry. Jewelry by Jar, J-A-R, Joel A. Rosenthal, an artist working in Paris. It's bugging you, Blake. Why?
Boy, there are a lot of reasons. Let's start out with saying that the jewelry in this show would make Liberace think it's a little tacky. We're talking butterflies covered in gems, roses covered in gems, anything you can think of covered in gems.
All right, so you don't like it. I mean, someone else might like it, but it's not to your taste. But there's something else that's getting under your skin.
Yeah, you bet. What really gets to me, I guess, about this is I think it reflects a profound change in our culture. And that is the dominance of the entire society, economy, and culture by the 0.1%.
That's how you see it. The wealthy are casting their tastes across the rest of the culture.
Yeah, right into the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I happen to be one of the few critics in this country, maybe the world, who cares deeply about contemporary jewelry, the most important jewelry being made today. And let me tell you, Mr. J.A.R. ain't there at all. He's never had a serious show curated by a serious curator. No one has thought he was worthy of being in a show until the Met decided now.
But you're worried that the reason, perhaps, a lot of the reason that he may be at the Metropolitan is that wealthy people are buying his stuff.
What worries me is that we've sort of all bought into the notion that money itself is what matters most in the culture. And the Met, for the Met to have bought into that too, worries me a whole lot.
But, you know, when I go to the Metropolitan or many a museum, there's a lot of things that rich people commissioned on the wall, in the display case.
Yeah. I mean, what worries me is it used to be that lucre was a little bit filthy. So the reason that rich people got involved with museums was a kind of money laundering, right? They could clean up their reputation by caring about things that were above money, things like great art. In this case, what we have happening is that rich people are taking the things they already care about and installing them in museums. There's no laundering going on here because lucre ain't filthy anymore.
Or I suppose, I mean, forgive me, this is a little reductionist, but you're saying that fine art may be purchased by wealthy people, but just because a wealthy person likes something, it doesn't make it fabulous.
Absolutely. That's perfect. We're not seeing yachts in the Metropolitan Museum yet, though that could come. And let me just say, it's the weirdest thing because the Met does some incredibly serious scholarly shows. So I can't figure out why they're doing a show like this, except maybe that some of their board members are rather fond of this kind of object.
Blake Gopnik is an art critic based in New York and is currently writing a biography of Andy Warhol. Blake, thank you.
Thank you, David.